This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
A few months ago, I was watching the Bird and Taurasi show on ESPN+. UConn Huskies were playing, and they were playing against the UCLA Bruins in the NCAA basketball tournament. Now, if you've ever watched women's basketball, especially UConn women's basketball, you know that the UConn team is, well, it's just not a team. It's a dynasty. It's consistency at a level most programs dream about. On the show, they were talking about UConn's coaching staff, Gino Auriemma and Chris Daly, and what makes them so different. Diana Taurasi was giving her thoughts at first, and they were insightful, as always. But it was what Sue Bird said that made me sit up, rewind the clip, and write it down. She said, "The ability to not get complacent, the ability to not get bored, the ability to act like every year, every game is the most meaningful thing. That is a skill that I don't know if anyone else has been able to duplicate." That line hit me pretty hard. Because that's what separates the great from the good, the elite from the excellent, the legacy from the highlight reel. You see, we love to talk about talent. We celebrate wins, championships, and the buzzer beaters. But sustained excellence over decades? That's a different game. You see, Sue wasn't praising the X's and the O's, or not their offensive system, or their recruiting, and not even the legendary game day coaching. She was talking about a mentality, the refusal to get bored with doing things right, the discipline to treat every game like it's the first and only game, the ability to live in the grind without resenting it. That is a rare, rare skill. And here's what most people don't get. The highest level of greatness isn't fueled by excitement. It's fueled by repetition. We all assume the hardest part is the climb, but sometimes the hardest part is staying on top. Asking any athlete, any entrepreneur, or an artist, winning is great. Winning twice, it's even better. But by the time you win for a third, a fourth, or a 15th time, it's not just about talent anymore. It becomes about focus. It becomes about your ability to not get bored with doing the same things that made you great in the first place. And boredom? Boredom is deceptive. It doesn't look like failure. It looks like comfort. It shows up as, well, I don't need to do the little things today. Or, we've done this before. Or, I already know how to win. And that, my friends, is where the slide begins. The UConn's women's basketball team hasn't just won championships. They've sustained a standard for decades. And that doesn't happen by accident. It happens because their leaders, Gino and CD, the whole staff, they refuse to let success dull their edge. They're not chasing the hype. They're chasing precision. And as Sue Bird said, they don't get bored with it. They don't let excellence become routine, even though by now it probably is. You don't have to be a Hall of Fame coach or an athlete to live this way. It applies to all of us. Because no matter what you're building, whether it's your career, a relationship, a family, or a dream, the hardest part isn't always the beginning. The hardest part is the middle. It's the long haul, the quiet daily things that nobody claps for. And the temptation in the middle is to ease up, to think it's good enough, we're doing all right. But it's not. True greatness is in the routine you don't skip. It's in the meal you prep while no one's watching. It's in the draft you rewrite, the conversation you rehearse, and the rep you finish over and over again. The hard truth? Most people don't lose because they failed somewhere along the way. They lose because they got bored with being excellent. I know it's kind of odd, but it's true. So what does that mean for us? It means that you don't skip the fundamentals. Even when you're tired, even when you've won championships before, even when no one is watching, don't let boredom talk you out of greatness. Treat every year like it's your first. Treat every day like it matters, because it does. Championships in basketball may be won on a Sunday afternoon in March, but they're earned in the off-season, in the silence, in the sweat, in the stuff that no one applauds. That's where greatness lives. So thank you, Sue Bird, for saying it out loud. The ability to not get bored is a skill very few have mastered. Let's be the ones who do.